It is time once again for a bit of a wine chat from our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrow. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this fine Saturday?
You know, I'm doing okay, mainly because it looks like I don't have to shovel a whole lot of snow after all. After all is said and done. I think it's going to be a nice day given a couple of hours. Yeah.
Well, there's a little bit coming. There's a little bit coming down right now and down to a born and bred Minnesota. It's a Minnesotan. It's quite nice just to get a nice little blanket of snow covering everything, because there's something fundamentally wrong when you see grass during January and February in Minnesota. The snow kind of comes in and puts a nice coat on it, makes it look quite nice.
Yeah, this will dress it up for sure. We're expecting 1 to 2 inches. But, of course, you and I, we talked about it last week. The big game is tomorrow, but what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, just because the way the holidays fell down on the calendar, and we won't talk about it beforehand, I thought we'd talk about getting the listeners ready for Valentine's Day. You know, that's such a special. Yes, that's on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And it's such a great day for people to kind of get together and, you know, celebrate the significant people in their lives, whether it's through candies or making a special dinner or all that. But we at Haskell's figured out, you know, all those guys, it's a bit of a Hallmark holiday in a sense. So we thought we would put together a bouquet of rosé, Dene. I mean, think of that, a bouquet of rosé, so you don't have to go to the flower shops. You can swing by Haskell's and you get 6 rosés for $75. And we put this together, and we have an assortment of wines from throughout the world and just great expressions of rosé. You know, there's a little bit of a misnomer that rosé wines, you know, are a blend of red and white wines once they're done, and that's not the case at all. What it is you use a red grape varietal, i.e. a Pinot Noir, even a Cabernet Franc or whatnot, and you crush those grapes, and then you let the skins sit on the juice for a shorter period of time than you would a red wine. So maybe if you put the skins on the red wine for 2-3 days, you really, with a rosé, it might even be 1 day. Some cases, it could only be a few hours, and that the skins of the grapes will pigment the wine and turn it that pink color. There's a famous story out in California about rosés, where at the old Sutter Home Winery, they were sitting there and they were harvesting their Zinfandel, and all of a sudden the calls came in from the fields that the Merlot was ready and needed to be picked right away. And what happened was, you know, in those days, Merlot was the king of the grape varietals. They had to drop everything and get going. So the Zinfandel that they had to flush the tanks because they had to make room for the Merlot that was coming in, because the Merlot was Chateau cash flow at the time. And then afterwards, you know, when all the dust was settled of the harvest, they realized they had a tank of this pink juice. And that pink juice, they didn't know what to do with, so they called it White Zinfandel, because they didn't know it was Zinfandel grapes, but it turned pink, but it didn't have the whole time to pigment it into a dark, rich color. So they, you know, sold it out the back door or out of their tasting room, and they found out it was a big success. Eventually, though, a White Zinfandel kind of became a cur to the rosé markets, because everybody kind of equated it as a real sweet, almost Kool-Aid-esque type wine, and real high in residual sugar level. So after a while, in like, you know, the late 90s, a White Zinfandel was almost kind of considered the scarlet letter of wines, because they were so sweet. And what it really did is kind of give rosés a black eye, where people didn't realize that there were great rosés out there. And, you know, there's so many great rosés to choose from, because what they do, most of them, is they use a great grape varietal, again, Cabernet Franc, maybe even Cabernet Pinot Noir, and they crush those grapes, and then they allow that to macerate just for a little bit, and so you get a lovely pink color. And so with that, a well-made rosé is something that is just a true, true treat, especially when you're sitting there and it's just something you want to start out a meal with, or it uses an aperitif, a very, very fun wine to do that. And the wines that we put in this bouquet of rosé, again, range from all around. We start out with Natalie Varga. We've talked about their red wines all throughout Italy, but they also make a Prosecco. And this Rosé Prosecco is quite nice. It has a lovely pink hue to it, with real soft fruits. But, you know, what better way to start out your Valentine's Day than with a little sparkling wine? You show that person that you're special. You just enjoy it. Now, you kind of have to remember with Proseccos, as far as a real quick education, they are what the Italians call frizzante, which is a subtle sparkling wine, where, let's say, for ease sake, a champagne is at about 6 atmospheres, a frizzante is at about 3. So it's a more of a subtle fizz, but still, nonetheless, a great way to start out when someone comes home, you have that chilled and ready, you open that up, and, you know, it's a great way to get in the mood of Valentine's Day, without a doubt. The other ones that we have included in this, one is Domaine Fazzi. And now this is a fun wine. It's a French one, but it comes from the Isle of Corsica. And Denny, would you know who is the most famous person from Corsica? Would you guess?
You put me on the spot. Who from Corsica?
Most famous son. That would be Napoleon Bonaparte, Denny.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Elba. All right.
But Corsica, very similar to Sicily, has an incredible history of invasion and things coming in and out. It's always been traded back and forth between all the different royal houses as far as the Treaty of Pisa. But they've always made great wines down there. Most of their vineyards are very close to the ocean rather than way up far in the hills. This is made of Carignan and Cinsault. The interesting thing about this is it's a real pale pink color to it, almost kind of an onion skin kind of coloration to it. Real light, but it's real crisp, kind of stone fruit flavors to it. Domaine Fazzi is quite nice. We also have Fog Mountain, which is a California bottled rosé made by the Boisse family, old family friends. But, you know, we nice little expression of California rosé. I believe they use more Pinot Noir in this one. Then we go on to the OC and Company. Now, this is technically a vin de pays, which means it's a vin of the wine of the country because it comes from different spots of the Rhone Valley and then also in and around the Languedoc, and they blend that together. It's a wonderful wine. It kind of has an interesting little vortex built inside the bottle. So when you pour it out, it kind of swirls out. Again, maybe unripened strawberries to this particular one. Next one we have is a Rosé d'Anjou. Now, this is one of the wines that we carried all throughout that wine, or that White Zinfandel epic, where people would, you know, want to try something different. Now, this is a little bit rounder as far as if you want to use the word sweet or sweet. This might be the sweetest of all six of these wines, but in the sense of it's just rounder. They use Cabernet Franc in making this one, so it's a little bit more round, a little bit more juicy, an interesting wine. But again, it's one that we've carried for years and years and years and always kind of pushed, like, hey, if you're tired of that, you know, big, heavy White Zinfandel with a lot of sugar, you know, you almost need to brush your teeth after that, try this because it's a lighter style, a little bit more elegant. It comes from the Loire Valley. The Loire Valley is that huge river system that spans, cuts across France. Wonderful wines they call the vineyards and a great place. But again, the Rosé d'Anjou is a treat. Lastly, what we inserted in there is probably one of my father's favorite wines, and it was the Tavel Cuvée Royale. It's a great wine. This comes from the Rhone Valley down in the south. Now, with the Tavel region, this is the only region in all of France that is solely committed to making rosé wines. They don't make, you know, maybe if they made some red and white, it was only for the family, but they don't really do that. It's only rosé. And this is, you know, if you open up that package and you look at the Tavel, you'd almost think we're trying to fool you and saying this is a red wine because it's so dark, it's so rich, and it's so flavorful. And again, it was my father's way to, he would always start out a meal, and as, you know, you're cooking or prepping or just hanging around enjoying one's company, you know, he would always have a glass or so of this Tavel. If you just see it, it's so rich, it's so dark, it's a great way, and it's always kind of that, it's a a white wine or a rosé that drinks like a red. A lot more flavoration, real big flavors. You know, again, if you walked into a room and just quickly glanced, you thought it would be a red wine that someone's drinking with that. But that's the interesting thing with this package. You line them all up, and you see the different colorations of a rosé, and that all boils back to how long and what grape varietals they use to pigment the wines, to the Domaine Fazzi that almost you might even think is a white wine because it's so clear, that onion skin coloration to it, all the way up to the Trevelle, which is a real dark, rich red wine. But, you know, wonderful wines, you know, and even on a cold day like today, with a little bit of the snow coming down, you can still enjoy a rosé. And don't forget, some of you ladies out there, the day before Valentine's Day, which is 13th, which is a nice worldwide phenomenon, is called Galentine's Day, where the girls get together, enjoy their company, and what better way to show up to Galentine's Day than you bring up this big package, six bottles of wine for $75. Great deal, but then a great way to start out the holiday. You know, everybody does chocolate. Some people do roses, maybe a meal, but this is a great way to accompany all that. And you're ready and raring for that holiday. For some, that can be a little bit awkward. For some, it's old hat, but, you know, it's a great way to get that holiday, you know, an easy way to get that holiday shopping done for Valentine's Day.
What a great idea. A rosé bouquet. And for those, I know we have to run here, but years ago, one would think that rosé, oh, that's too sweet. No, you can get, you could just get about any level of dryness or sweetness anywhere. But that's a great idea. And where do we find this rosé bouquet?
Well, the Bouquet Rosé is at any one of the Haskells for $75 all throughout the metro area. Stop in and ask for the Bouquet de Rosé, whether you're in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking. You can go out to our Haskells right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center in Minnetonka. We have a Haskells in Highland Village right on Ford Parkway. There's a Haskells down in Bloomington and Lowman's Plaza. Out the Haskells in Excelsior, right in downtown Excelsior. We also have Haskells in White Bear Lake. Also, Haskell's in Stillwater, if you're headed out east. If you're headed down south, you could always, right off of 35, go to Haskell's in Faribault. Or if you're up north on your way up to a cabin on the weekend like this, why don't you stop by the Haskell's Maple Grove Supercenter? You can see some great deals. If any of that or the snow is slowing you down, why don't you come on in to Haskells.com 24/7. You can get your bouquet of rosé, get that all ready, and don't forget the big games tomorrow, so you can stock up on beers or tequilas or liquors or just wine for the game, so you can celebrate all that, what's going on in the next couple weeks.
Fantastic. Any predictions on the outcome of the big game tomorrow, or do you want to get out on a limb at all?
You know, that's like one of those things, if you're red state, blue state, you might, you know, I've seen all kinds of things where it's like in Missouri, they want Kansas City. Philly, they want the Philly, and everybody else, they want a meteor to hit. So I don't know. I'm just hoping for a good game and great commercials, Denny.
Outstanding. All right, Ted, thanks so much. Let's talk next week.
I look forward to that.
Ted Farrell from Haskell's.